Net News. Good morning. I'm Jason Taylor. A key Missouri lawmaker plans to file right-to-work legislation in January. Brian Houserworth reports.
Sykeston State Representative Holly Rader plans to file the bill in January. If Democrat Chris Koster wins the governor's race, Rader will try to bypass Koster and have the measure placed on the statewide ballot. While 60% of Missourians voted against right-to-work in 1978, Rader says things are different now.
You know, it's been back in the 70s when it failed at the ballot box. However, union membership was about 30%, where now it's less than 8%.
Right to Work says that a person cannot be required to join or refrain from joining a labor organization as a condition of employment. Rader says states that have passed Right to Work have seen increased employment, including more union jobs. But Koster and other Democrats disagree. They say that states that have passed Right to Work have lower wages and fewer benefits. Brian Houserworth, Missouri Net.
A group which analyzes elections has moved the Missouri U.S. Senate race into a toss-up category after previously leaning Republican. Nathan Gonzalez with the Rothenberg and Gonzalez Report says the tightness of the contest between Republican Roy Blunt and Democrat Jason Kander is reflected in the flood of outside money coming in.
Right now we're seeing an influx of cash going into Missouri, both to go after Senator Blunt and to try and defend him. And I think that's an indication that both sides believe that this is a very serious race.
Recent polling shows the contest in a statistical dead heat. Gonzalez says Missouri is replacing Florida as one of the top states to decide control of the Senate. A federal court's dismissed a $41 million civil lawsuit alleging police used excessive force against Ferguson protesters and violated their civil rights. The U.S. District Judge sided with police along with city and St. Louis County officials, saying protesters failed to prove actions by law enforcement were taken with malice or bad faith. The Missouri Conservation Department's ban of feral hog hunting on public land is underway. Spokesperson Joe Jerick says hunting wild pigs causes them to scatter, making it challenging to trap large herds.
In research from other states, we know that hog hunting actually increases feral hog numbers and locations because oftentimes it provides an incentive for the illegal release of feral hogs for future hunting.
Violators could be fined and lose hunting privileges. About 3,600 wild pigs have been killed in Missouri this year. An incoming state lawmaker accused of rape by a fellow incoming legislator has issued a statement claiming those allegations are completely false. Stephen Roberts Jr. said yesterday his relationship with Cora Faith Walker was consensual. He claims it's unbelievable she would come to his apartment late at night strictly for business. The two Democrats are running unopposed in their St. Louis area elections for the Missouri House. More news, weather, and sports at MissouriNet.com. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.